Haiti is in mourning today after a stampede at yesterday's Port-au-Prince Carnival parade killed at least 16 people and injured nearly 80 more. Carnival was supposed to be a much-needed break from what's been a terrible start to 2015. Late last year, an anti-government protest led to the prime minister's resignation, and then in January, Haiti's parliament essentially stopped working. Most legislators' terms expired, and elections were never held to replace them. Then, in the days leading up to Carnival this month, protests and strikes against high fuel prices paralyzed cities across the country. Jocelyn McKella is from Haiti. He's a political consultant and longtime human rights advocate, and he's with us from NPR's New York studios. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So first of all, let's start off with these protests over fuel prices. It might be a little hard to understand why, because crude oil prices are so very low right now. How are the fuel prices actually so high then in Haiti?
Well, the fact is that fuel prices in Haiti or Dominican Republic or anywhere else are much higher and have been much higher traditionally than the prices in the United States. But in the case of Haiti, government sets the price. And government sets the price because it depends on fuel oil to finance its operating budget as well as its investment budget. In fact, 90% of the government's investment budget is essentially secured by its wholesale price on the marketplace.
And if I understand correctly, Haiti is rather unique because 100% of its fuel consumption comes from just one source, Venezuela's Petrocaribe program.
Venezuela is the primary source of fuel, oil, and gas to Haiti, and it sells it to the government. And the arrangement allows the government of Haiti to pay up front about $30 to $40, depending on the price of oil on the international marketplace, and then takes maybe about 17 to 25 years at a 1% interest rate to pay it back. But this agreement is essentially being threatened by, in fact, the reduction in the price of oil on the international marketplace.
Interesting. Now, I understand that the Haitian government has actually lowered prices for fuel from, what, $4.62 a gallon to $4.30 roughly recently. And as you were just saying a little earlier, prices have historically been high in Haiti anyway. So why are Haitians particularly angry right now?
Well, Haitians are angry because they've heard that the price of a gallon of gas in the United States is close to $2. And the Haitians like to compare themselves to the United States. So they're wondering why gas in Haiti cannot be sold at $2 a gallon rather than the $4.30 a gallon that is now set by the government. But beyond the fact that people are protesting the price of gasoline in Haiti is the fact that they're protesting a variety of government policies. And many people have taken to the streets recently in opposition to the government's policies and want nothing less but to see the government fall.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this, because what are the particular policies right now that Haitians are so upset about?
Well, in addition to protesting the high price of fuel oil in Haiti, they've complained about the fact that the government took its time to name an electoral commission and set the stage for elections that are supposed to, that should be taking place this year. They also protested government policies with respect to its lack of transparency on spending of the windfall money that it has gotten through the sale of the fuel oil. And they forced a government to reshuffle the cabinet recently. But the fact is that many people have essentially said that President Michel Martelly is now ruling by decree, is a de facto president, and therefore he should also step down. The problem with that proposition is that there is no alternative being proposed.
I see. So I was just going to ask you if there's any possibility at all that President Martelly would actually step down. It doesn't sound like it.
It's unlikely unless Haiti's international allies, namely the United States, France, Canada, and others who are meaningfully involved in Haiti, that includes the Organization of American States and the UN, decide that it would be in their best interest to see the president fall, but it's not in the cards.
And finally, we should note that today is a day of mourning in Haiti after several people died yesterday during a stampede that ended Carnival. Have you spoken to anyone in Haiti, you know, yesterday or today? And what is the mood there generally during a time that's supposed to be, you know, marking a very important period in the Haitian calendar?
Well, Carnival traditionally offers Haitians the opportunity to pause for a while and enjoy sort of a truce, and it would have been this case again this year. Unfortunately, as you mentioned, some 16 to 20 people died as a result of a stampede caused initially by the fact that a float in the carnival struck a power cord, causing electricity discharge on the people. Now, the government has decided to impose a 3 days of mourning. Unfortunately, that is not going to stop people from picking up again next week and making even stronger demands in light of the recent incidents. The people I spoke with in Haiti or abroad are really upset about the event. Obviously, they think that measures should have been taken to prevent such calamities in Haiti. But they credit it to the fact that you have a dysfunctional government, you have a dysfunctional place overall that cares very little about the safety and lives of people.
Jocelyn McCalla is a Haitian-American advocate and consultant with JMC Strategies in New York. Jocelyn, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.